Rep. Tim Burchett, a Republican from Tennessee, said on Monday that a lot of congressmen probably should be in jail. He made the remark during a discussion on Newsmax about the late serial sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. When asked about the upcoming Epstein investigation deposition of former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, whom Burchett called an evil pair, he explained, "There's a reason they're not in prison, and a reason he was in the White House for two terms, and she was Secretary of State, because they're very slippery, and they're very smart, and I think they're an evil pair. I think she is probably the brains behind the operation, but I don't think we'll get much on them. I know a lot of people want us to get them. It'll be great clickbait, I'm sure, but I think, when it comes down to it, they'll either bail, or they won't answer very many questions and they'll be very evasive, and very smug, because in this world, there are two forms of justice, one for people like the Clintons, and one for the rest of us. Unfortunately, I don't see them being, you know, everybody says we'll put them in handcuffs, all this stuff, but all that's talk. The law's gotta back you up on it, and we gotta define what those laws were, that they broke, and Congress cannot send somebody to jail," he concluded. Oddly enough, a lot of congressmen probably should be in jail, but the truth is, we're not gonna. I don't think it'll boil down to anything, and that's gonna make a lot of people mad, but I believe that's the truth. During his appearance on Newsmax's Finity, Burchett also predicted that Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, would end up getting shot in the back of the head if she were released from prison early for good behavior. I see, maybe she gets out early on good behavior, and does a humongous book deal, and probably ends up committing suicide by getting shot in the back of the head 5 times, because this thing goes very deep, and the people involved in it are very powerful. And I'm still one of those who believe Epstein didn't kill himself, Mom. I just don't think he did.